three, two, one. Hey, Buzzheads. Welcome to
Buzzhead Radio.
Welcome to the show, and we are back for another, you know what I'm kind of calling us?
A Thrill a Minute episode, what?
The Buzz Guys.
Buzz Guys?
The Buzz Guys are back on Buzzhead Radio for another one of our weekly podcasts, and since we have not actually formalized who we are or what we are, we're just going to randomly talk about different subjects each week until we kind of hone in on...
Something will fall down on us and say, this is what you're doing.
Yeah, and so, but tonight we decided, we kind of got to talking about movies, and I don't know, because we have a new movie coming up, Kong, Skull Island.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about King Kong movies, one of the most iconic monsters of the theatre since 1933.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, and then, and I think we're kind of leaning towards a lot of our podcast being about pop culture. And we won't make it pop culture every week because we're going to have interviews. And I do have an email into a guy that wrote a book on all of the King Kong movies. And there are some remote, like 0% chance remote, that he could call in tonight and talk to us. But he's one of the foremost authorities on King Kong movies. And
how you get that way, I don't know.
Writing books about it. Ray Horton, anyway. Author Ray Horton.
Ray Morton. Good thing I wrote that down on paper.
I'm glad you wrote that. I didn't write it down anywhere. So,
sorry, Ray. Sorry, Mr. Morton.
Ray, so if you're watching this right now, deciding whether to call in or not, call us. Do you want to give out the phone number in case anybody else wants to call us?
Yeah, because people on Facebook could call in.
Yeah, and this, yeah, if you're listening to us on the podcast, it is recorded. Don't try to call. But if you're watching on live Facebook right now, you can call us, and if you have some King Kong information or a question, now we may not know the answers to all of the questions.
We'll just fake it.
Yeah, so anyway, so you and I both spent some time digging up some information about King Kong, and so what did you find? Anything interesting over on your side?
Yeah, actually a lot of stuff, and like I said, I kind of leaned more towards can you see that?
Is that the phone number?
Yeah.
580. Why are we not supposed to say it?
No.
Oh.
You just didn't say it. You told him to call in, but you didn't say the number.
Well, I thought you were going to say it.
Oh,
so I don't have it memorized.
Okay, it's 580-541-3805. Call in. Hey, Bert, call in.
Yeah, somebody call. We want to test the phone, so we hope Ray calls in. Morton. Ray Morton.
Morton hears a couple of goobers.
Exactly. So. Yeah, you know, when we started this thing on King Kong, I was kind of wondering, my first question was, where the heck did King Kong come from? You know, you kind of assume that somebody wrote a book way back when, and they based the movie on the book, and that just ain't so.
No, the book came out before the movie, but they started the movie before the book.
The whole idea was started, and then somebody said, came from a book, and he was like, no, but I'm going to go ahead and write a book right now. So
it was probably like, hey, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bert wants to know how tall King Kong was.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this?
Did you get that information? There's a couple of different heights.
Here's what I found out. While creating the 1933 version of King Kong, the creator, Marion Cooper, he envisioned Kong as being 40 to 50 feet tall. So when he was envisioning King Kong in the beginning, that's what he was thinking. But then when you get to creating a film in 1933, where it was a lot different creating films, especially for animators back then, because King Kong was one of the, maybe the only the second or first very few that had any animation to him at all. The animator and his crew built models and sets scaling King Kong to only be 18 feet tall while they were on Skull Island, but they rescaled him to be 24 feet tall when they were in the New York scenes. So that's the 1933 movie.
All right.
In the 1976 movie, He was 42 feet tall on Skull mm-hmm. Island, and he was rescaled to be 55 feet tall when they were in New York. And then on the 2005 Kong movie, he was 25 feet tall on both Skull Island and in New York. And then on the upcoming, you're really going to like this one, on the upcoming Kong Skull Island movie, Kong is going to be scaled to be 100 feet tall. So, I mean, does that confuse you at all? And then I even read, and I believe it was on the 1933 version, his hand to scale, he was like 700 feet taller. I mean, it was something huge. It's like they made the hand so big it didn't even scale, you know.
Because it had to be big enough for her to fit in.
Exactly, yeah.
Does he shave?
Well,
that's what Doug Carson wants to know. Does he shave?
He only shaves private areas, and that's private.
It's called apescaping.
Apescaping, yeah. Now, see, I tell you, we're not going to know the answers to all of these questions, so... Yeah, so anyway, I kind of think when you're looking at all the King Kong movies, I mean, there's a lot of them, but some of them are like King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, there's basically three movies. Right,
I was going to say, there's basically three movies. Did you ever see the one King Kong Lives? Did you find any information on that one? Dino De Laurentiis? In the 1976 movie.
It was in 86 is when it was made.
But in the 76 movie, right. Kong lands on the concrete. In the 86 movie, he didn't die. And so they gave him a heart transplant, and that's how. So
was that a De Laurentiis movie?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that, but that was in '86, 10 years later.
Yeah, so that the theme of that one was Kong didn't die when he fell off of the towers, and so they gave him heart surgery and saved him, and then some female King Kong came along, and I'd never saw it. I didn't even know it existed.
And there was a son of Kong.
There was a son of Kong
in the '30s, but.
Well, and then Mighty Joe Young is kind of based on King Kong, but the Mighty Joe Young movies, the ape is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
He's not really as big as what you'd think King Kong was.
No. He was like closer 20, to normal.
20 feet tall or 18 not huge. So going over some of the movies real quick, here's some actors that you might remember. The 1933 movie, probably the only person you'd ever heard of is Fay Wray.
Right.
She played the blonde. Now, here was something interesting that I found. Do you ever go to Rotten Tomatoes much for movie scores? Guess what the score is for the 1933 King Kong version movie.
You mean the soundtrack?
No, Rotten Tomatoes gives you a rating.
Right. How bad
or how
good it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
King Kong 1933 version, 98%. That's almost unheard of on Rotten Tomatoes, a score that high.
Yeah, depending on who you talk to, it's in the top 10 of all-time movies.
Now, have you seen the whole black and white original?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen it, but I bet it's been 20 years since I've seen it. So, and then real quick, 1976, Jessica Lange, I believe that was her first movie.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges, Charles Grodin in 05. It was Naomi Watts, Jack Black, Adrian Brody. And then in this new one, the 2017 version, which is coming out in March, Tom Hiddleston, Brie Larson, Samuel Jackson, John Goodman, and John C. Reilly are some of the stars that are going to be in that one. So,
did you know Bo Derek was offered the part in the 76 movie?
I did not know that.
Yeah, she turned it down.
Very cool. Now, you know I worked with Bo a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. You could have asked her about that if you'd known.
I should have asked her.
Melanie Griffith tested?
Really?
This was
for the
76
version? Wow.
Barbara Streisand was considered.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think she tried out. But Kim Basinger
tried out.
It was her actual, it was her first audition.
I was going to say, she had to have been really young.
Yeah.
Wow. And so Jessica Lange, her first movie. I thought she did a good job.
I did too.
Now, Naomi Watts, I was trying to think of which one out of the three, 33, 76, or 05, that I like the best. And what I decided was I like parts. I don't like any one better than the other, but I like the ending of the 33 version. I like the him on the buildings and the old-timey airplanes.
Right.
I like that ending better than the other two. But then I like the jungle scenes of the newest one, the 05 one, the best.
Right. Well, because the newest one is actually set back in 33, where the 76 one's set in present day, so it's kind of different.
Yeah, and the one, the reason I like the 76 one was I like Jeff Bridges. I thought he I thought he fit the character perfect. So, yeah. So it was a good one. And then I really think I'm going to like the 2017 version a lot, because I think with Jurassic Park and all the technology that they've used for that, that the effects, special effects in the 2017 version are going to be pretty cool.
You know, the wall in the original one, the wall where they kept Kong behind, that wall was used in like four other movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and part of it was in the Gone with the Wind, and it was, they burned it and then pulled it down. It was one of the supposed to be part. It was supposed to be like a building that was collapsing.
Oh, really?
And it was in, I can't remember what of the two movies it was in.
Interesting. See, I did know that.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and so real quick again, King Kong character was created in 1929 by Marion Cooper, and originally he wasn't called King Kong, he was called Kong, and he originally wanted to call the movie Kong, but the, I don't know, producer, director, somebody with the movie didn't like one word movie titles back then, because they were considered documentaries.
It was the head of the
Studio. Okay.
That was the, and that was one of the last things he did. Like, he was leaving or quitting or something, and he said, by the way, he goes, we need to make that King Kong.
That's funny. It's kind of like, what's his name, changing the Facebook to Facebook.
Right.
So, anyway, and then I think he had kind of a fascination with gorillas and with Komodos. And there, I think there was a King Komodo on the Komodo Islands or wherever, and so because of the word Congo, that's kind of where you've got one of those weird ladybugs on your shirt. So that's where the word Kong came from. Basically, he changed the C to a K and shortened it, and so Kong came from the word Congo. There, now it's on your We've got a ladybug invasion going on here in our studio in Middle America.
Lady Kong.
Lady Kong. Little Lady Kong. So,
do you know Howard Stern was in the 05 version?
I did not.
Yeah, he had a cameo.
He was a
conductor in the movies. It said conductor in the movies. I think it was like a ticket taker or something in the theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, did you read the interesting fact that Mr. Cooper was one of the pilots that shot Kong off of the building, and then because of that, the guy that did the 05 version did the same thing. He, Peter
Jackson.
He was a pilot that shot Kong.
Shaved his head for the role.
Yeah, very, very cool. Little known facts that I didn't even know.
A lot I didn't know. Speaking of hair, or lack of, Jack Black wore a wig.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Because they tried to do his hair in the 30s style and it didn't work out, and it was just easier to slap a wig on him.
I did not know that. Mr. Black. That's who I should have got. I should have contacted Jack Black to call us tonight.
Yeah, because, you know.
Not that there's anything wrong with Ray Morton. But.
Because we talk to Jack all the time.
Dude, it never hurts to ask. That's what I've discovered since doing all this Buzz stuff. You just try, you know. So in the original story, the Skull Island was not called Skull Island. There was no name for it. But somebody asked where was Skull Island. And according to the facts that I dug up, I've got the longitude, but I'm not going to tell you. But it's somewhere off the coast of Sumatra, Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is actually where the island supposedly is. I'm sure there probably is an island there right now, which you could go explore.
I wouldn't go.
I think I'd go. I think it'd be kind of cool. And then one of the interesting facts about the original 1933 King Kong, it was one of the first movie that capitalized on re-releasing.
Oh, yeah, they did it several times.
So they re-released it in 38, 42, 46, and 52.
And apparently, was it Jackson that remastered the first one?
I don't know.
And they added the spider scene.
That's right.
Because the spider scene was lost.
I read that, yeah. Because I don't really remember the spider. I guess because it was lost. So
well, it's in the new. It's in the new one.
The new remastered. Right. I don't think I've seen the new.
It's in. It's in. The, well, I say the new one. It's in the 05 version.
Oh, okay. I did see. Yeah, I remember the spider. Okay, so he put it in his version.
Right.
I thought you meant he did a black and added it to the black and white version.
I think he did.
Oh, really? I'll have to go. I'm gonna have to. I need now. We're on a mission. I'm gonna have to rewatch all of the King Kongs before we go see the.
The new one?
The new one, which does come out in March, so it's coming up here pretty quick. I'm not sure the exact day, but it is coming up here pretty quick. As far as King Kong's voice, the 1933 version, they used a combination of a lion and a tiger, I believe, and then in the 2005 version, they played a lion's roar backwards.
Backwards, yep.
Yeah, so those were the different... played a tiger roar backwards against a lion roar forward was the 33 version.
The and then 2000. I keep saying the new one. When I say
2005 is the new one. Yeah.
It took longer to create the CGI of the Empire State Building than it did to actually build the Empire State Building.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It took 18 months.
Wow.
To do the CGI, and it only took 14 months to build the building.
I bet they can do it quicker now. It seems like
I'm sure.
I was going to say, boy, that's a long time.
Yeah, 2 million feet of film.
Wowzer.
And I can't remember how many feet they wound up using, but yeah, that's a
wow.
lot of film. A lot of film stock.
And the original 1933 version never won any Academy Awards, but they know for a fact, had they had a special effects award back then, it would have won because it was, again, one of the first movies ever to have special effects. It also had a couple other firsts. One of the other firsts was soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
Where is that at? It was the first feature-length musical score written specifically for a U.S. talkie film and was the first major Hollywood film to have a thematic score rather than background music. Recorded using a 46-piece orchestra. So King Kong, I mean, it
groundbreaking.
It was groundbreaking.
Actually saved RKO Radio.
Oh, really?
They were fixing to go bankrupt. And some other big company tried to buy the rights. And they said no. They held on. And, of course, they made gazillions off of it, even by today's standards.
I was going to say, I think I read, like, within the first – so many months they had made $89,000, which back then was huge.
Yeah.
But now that leads me to remember, and I don't know all the details of this, which I want to delve into that a little more, but the copyright, there's actually no single owner of King Kong. You know, it's not like a single person owns the King Kong copyright, because what has happened over the years is RKO basically owns the copyright of the 1933 movie. And I believe maybe that storyline, and then the family, who the son of the guy that created it, they own the publishing rights, so they can do books and comic books and anything printed. And then Universal owns, from what I read, they own all the rights that RKO and the family don't own, but aren't in the public domain. So I'm still trying to track down what parts of King Kong are available in the public domain. I don't know exactly what, because at one point somebody let the copyright lapse, and once you do that, your stuff goes public domain. And
you would have thought that with a new movie coming out, somebody would have bought that up, just because.
Well, once it goes public domain, they can't. That's the problem. Once it's out there, you can't ever get it back.
Oh.
Once it's
okay, a little side lesson here. Exactly what does public domain mean?
It means we can use it for whatever we want. We don't have to pay a copyright or a royalty fee.
Oh.
So that's like so basically there's a, I think, a 70-year span on a copyright. So like Walt Disney, now they're changing the law so they can extend these because
they keep extending
because we're getting to the 70-year mark. But originally the law was written so like something like Mickey Mouse would become public domain after 70 years, which means you and I could have it on the side of our truck and call ourselves Mickey Mouse Radio, and we wouldn't have to.
That's about right.
And we wouldn't have to pay a royalty fee. So that's what public domain means: is it's out there, and so there's some part of King Kong, and I don't know what part it is, the name, or what, but there's some part that is in public domain that we could ourselves use, and I'm going to track it down because we're going to use it on the show.
The Sonny Bono act. I was doing some research the other day on some stuff, and they were talking about copyright laws and stuff, and how, and they made reference to Walt Disney,
uh-huh,
because they kept
keep
bumping it back,
and the only reason they do that is because they have so much money that they can petition lobbyists and stuff and get those laws changed. But originally, I believe it was 70 years after your copyright was supposed to run out after 70 years.
Right.
So,
he had like a block graph, and then one of the blocks was called the Sonny Bono Act. So apparently he had some.
Oh, Sonny extent was one of the reasons they extended it?
Yeah. I don't know, because he used to be in.
Yeah, politics. He was a politician. I wonder if he must have introduced the bill or something that. That did that. Something else about the movie. In 1991, the movie was thought culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress and selected for preservation in the National Film Registry. The 1933 version. Yeah. Yeah.
76, not so much.
Yeah.
That's probably my least favorite.
Yeah. I mean, story-wise and filmography wise, but I like Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I wish Jeff Bridges had been in the 05 at when he was the age of he was in the 76.
Yeah. What's the dude? Adrian Brody.
Brody.
Yeah. They said that there was never going to be anybody else play, what's that character? Gosh. Anyway, nobody else was going to play that character but him. He didn't know that.
Oh, really? When they wrote the script?
Yeah, the studio wanted him. They didn't tell him that. He didn't find out till later.
But interesting.
There was never any. They weren't considering anybody else. I think the director producer was talking about somebody else. They said, "No, we want Adrian Brody." I don't know why.
We have any more questions on Facebook? Have you noticed?
Yeah. Is it true? Doug Carson says, "Is it true that King Kong's roar was edited with a lion roar?" Forward and a tiger will reverse. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, on the 33 version, and then like I said, on the 05 version, it was just a lion's roar backwards.
Yeah.
So, my favorite line, I actually like Jack Black saying it, but in the original one, a police officer, lieutenant, at the end of the movie says, "Well, Denham, the airplane's got him." And Denham says, "Oh, no, it wasn't the airplane's. It was beauty killed the beast." Yeah. Love that line. One of the best lines ever in a movie.
Yeah.
So, and I like the way Jack Black says it. Jack Black says,
I like everything Jack Black does.
Beauty killed the beast. I was going to record that, and I thought we've got too many. I don't think we had enough chords so I could play it. But I was going to play that as one of our little sound bites. So.
I was looking for a sound bite. It's like 7 minutes of. Promotional audio that was thought lost.
Oh, really? For the 33 version?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be on YouTube. It said, you know, I got all my stuff from IDBD, IMDD, and
Internet Movie Database.
Yeah, and it said that it was on YouTube under. What was it under? Anyway, I couldn't find it.
Huh.
Kong comes.
Oh, really?
Kong is coming.
Interesting.
And you Google that on YouTube, and you get something totally different.
Very cool. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go see the 2017 version. We don't know the exact date, but it's basically next month. So once we see that, we will – I think what we'll do is we will – you and I may have to have a King Kong Fest, and we may invite everybody down here and have a King Kong Fest.
Ooh.
And then we'll compare all of the movies, and then I'll write up a blog on Buzzhead Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us on buzzheadradio.com or the TuneIn Radio app. But on the Buzzhead Radio, we're going to have a blog, and so there'll be some posts on there that are just random thoughts and stuff. And so we'll do kind of a movie.
Random.
Yeah, random. We'll do a, kind of a compare of the four movies. Even though the last one won't be called King. The other three were called, actually, King Kong. And then this will be the first one that's not called King Kong. It's Kong, Skull Island. And I think the IMDb website, it showed slots for future movies, which I think... they're going to turn this new series, Kong movie, into at least two or three movies, because I don't know in the trailer for the new one, I don't think they ever made it to New York. I don't remember. There was planes attacking him in the jungle.
What?
Helicopters.
What?
Yeah, they were dropping bombs on his island. So I don't know that Kong ever gets off the island in the 2017 version, but maybe like in the sequel to it, he... I don't know. I don't know how they're going to handle that. But, and I could be wrong. Maybe they do make it to New York. But in the, I don't know, gosh, four or five minute trailer, it did not show any New York scene. So I'm just assuming. And you know what assuming gets you.
The speaking of New York, in 76, there was a, I guess there was protest because he didn't climb the Empire State Building. He climbed the World Trade Center.
Uh-huh, exactly. Which I think is, that was the wrong move. That's why I say I didn't like the ending. I like the ending of the 1933 version, best of all of them. The old-timey planes shooting at him. And I mean, that's the way King Kong should end.
That's King Kong. And I think that's why I like the 05 one the best, because it's... It looks old, but it's got the new technology, it's easier to watch.
It's kind of a combination. I guess you could say the 05 was a combination of the 76 and 33 that kind of held true to both of them.
Yeah, and the original one, one of the scenes that the director wanted, or producer, somebody wanted, they wanted actually watching him fall. And I don't remember. I guess you don't like watch him fall like you do in the new one. So Peter Jackson made sure that they incorporated that in the new movie, because they couldn't do it. They just didn't have the technology in 33 to watch him like fall from looking down at him.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, everybody get out there and rent the 1933 version. Again, it's got a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. A pretty cool movie for as old as it is. And,
How many people did King Kong kill in 1976?
In the 76 version? Holy. Yeah. So they kept count?
Yeah, of course. They keep count everything.
I'm going to guess 1,034.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it went only 40.
Oh, he only killed 40?
Yeah, but guess how many he killed in 2016?
1,034.
2025,
41. Oh, gosh. Only is 40. That it?
Yeah.
It seems like he picked up a bus or two that might have had at least 20 people in them, but I guess...
they didn't die.
My guess is in the 2017 version, it'll be 1,034 people. Because if you see the trailer, he's knocking some helicopters out of the sky. So I'm going to say it's going to take the record for the most people killed.
Oh, probably.
Wouldn't it be cool to be an extra in a King Kong movie? If anybody is out there getting ready to start filming the one after Kong Skull Island, please call us. We would like to be extras in the movie somewhere, somehow.
Speaking of extras, in 76, they had a record number of extras.
Oh, really?
They called for like 5,000.
Like in downtown New York?
Yeah, and like 40-some thousand people showed
up.
Wow. Apparently it's not been, it's a standing record.
Oh, very cool.
To this date.
That would be one of those movies where you can say, see me? See that little dot right there? That's
That saved them from doing a bunch of CGI and stuff. And in the original one, they actually made a 40-foot robot.
Oh, really?
And they only used it for like, oh, gosh. I thought I wrote that down, but the robot's actually only in the movie 3 seconds.
Oh, really?
And the guy spent like forever building it.
Did you have you seen the King Kong versus Godzilla Japanese version? You know the guy Cooper, Marion Cooper, that created the character. He was none too happy about them selling the rights to Japan to do the that version. But they went ahead. He lost in court, and they went ahead and did the. I guess my question, did you ever see it? Do you remember seeing it?
Yeah, I was didn't like him at all.
I mean, I remember as a kid, and that's where that, when people are talking and the mouth doesn't match, that's where that came from, is those old King Kong, Godzilla movies.
Well, for one thing, Godzilla was a lot bigger than King Kong.
Yeah.
Or would have been. And so when they got him, it just didn't jive. And
yeah.
But, make good for.
Well, originally they were going to have real in the original King Kong 1933. They were going to have Komodo dragons somehow have a guy in a suit really fight Komodo dragons.
That's
and make it look like
are dangerous.
Yeah, they didn't, but that was their original thought. So
Fay Wray.
Yes,
Fay Wray.
Fay Wray.
The day she died.
Ooh. Oh.
Did you read that?
I passed it, so tell me, because I forgot.
She was at the hospital in the emergency room.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, what was playing on the TV in the emergency room? Like the waiting room.
Her version?
Yeah.
Really?
And she was asked to be in the 1976 version.
Uh-huh.
And she turned it down. She was supposed to be in the 25 version. But she didn't make it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, she was supposed to do a cameo, but didn't make it. And she didn't want to be in the 76 one because she didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, at the time I liked it, but then when the 2005 came out,
I just blew it away.
I like it. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up on the old King Kong thing. We've reached our 30-minute mark. We have not had Ray Morton call in, but if I get a hold of Jack Black, we'll get him on the show, and we will talk about the 20. You laugh. He scoffs at me. Okay.
I dare you. It's a challenge.
I'm on a mission to get Jack Black on our show. So, Jack Black, if you're watching this, and I know you probably are, call us so we can set up an interview. If you are in the production of the next Kong movie, we're seasoned professionals as far as extras. Call us. We'll be in the movie.
I've never been an extra.
But you've applied. That's close enough. You've been in the background of a video we've done.
Oh, sure.
So that's all an extra is, kind of, sort of. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, we appreciate everybody checking in. Thanks for checking in on Facebook. Don't forget, you can find us at buzzheadradio.com, where all these podcasts and videos and interviews.
Buzzhead Radio.
Will all be on there. And then we are also on the TuneIn Radio app, soon to be on the iTunes, Apple iTunes store. I still haven't got a setup for that. But
I don't do Apple, so I don't.
Doesn't really matter since we have the TuneIn Radio app. But we will see you next week, and we're going to think of something really cool to talk about next week. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is? Somebody toss out an idea in the comments after you see this. And
yeah, we're open for suggestions.
Yeah. Any other comments? We're going to get out of here.
Okay. Let's go.
See ya. We're going to get out of here.
See you later.
See ya. Buzzhead Radio.